Introduction. Thank you for taking time out of your busy education schedule to develop your skills as a virtual educator. I know you are probably wondering where you will find the time to get to read and then apply what you are learning. As you get a taste of what Nearpod can offer you and your students, you will become more curious about this tool. There are indeed many educational technology tools that are available to educators, but none compare to the features and constant innovation that Nearpod brings to education. I truly believe this tool has the needs of teachers at the heart of their operation, and the company is committed to transforming education. As a national certified trainer for Nearpod, I have listened to thousands of teachers who struggle with getting started using a new tool. I purposely wrote this book for my slow adapters and for those who need to receive content in baby steps in order to understand and apply the tool effectively. I wanted to help more teachers gain the confidence to step out of their teaching norms and embrace a more elevated and accelerated means of reaching out to students, especially our special program populations and our lowest 25%. In order to bridge the gap, we must take our teaching methods to new heights and focus on what students are thinking. We need real-time data that can help us inform our decisions just in time to meet the needs of our students. This can only be achieved one teacher at a time, taking education beyond a standardized test to a point that a student is able to think for themselves and reason on the evidence presented to them. I know it can be scary, unlearning hardwired practices, but I believe you are on the path to greater things if you apply some of the principles presented in this book. Every day, I review videos of virtual classrooms, looking for tasks that have students thinking and being actively engaged in their learning. These occasions are rare because so many of us have been programmed to lecture and deliver content. In order to engage students, there needs to be a shift. Students must be actively participating in rigorous activities that keep them inquiring, researching, and exploring topics to the point where their mind facilitates curiosity naturally. If you want students to be curious, you must provide learning experiences that require a little bit of ambiguity, where there is not always a right answer. If you feel that you are ready to journey into a place where a teacher sparks learning, then you have set yourself up for an excellent foundation to do so. There are students who need you to breathe life into your content, and in turn, give them a life of possibilities. Teachers are the most powerful force in shaping the minds of a young person. I hope you build their character as well as their desire to learn one transformational lesson at a time. You are to be commended for investing yourself. Just 15 minutes of practicing a day in Nearpod can help you reshape the way you teach and build your confidence in tools you never knew existed. Welcome to the Beginner's Guide to Transforming Your Virtual Teaching.